hey, it's okay that opioids are the number one cause of death through drugs because it's government mandated, baby. It's all good. The government said it's okay, so no worries. But no, oh, that illegal drug, like marijuana that you just maybe smoke and veg out in your parents' basement playing video games, that's the big crime. That guy that sold it to you, that's the guy that needs to get brought down. Not the billions and billions of dollars Big Pharmaceutical is raking in every year with the most deadly drugs out there, mandated through government insurance. No, 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 no. You gotta stop that guy from selling that plant that grows out of the ground. That's the problem.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got some extremely important news to cover here that could be a landmark decision when it comes to big pharmaceutical companies manufacturing copious mass amounts of pills. And then because the agenda is to sell them, that becomes the number one priority and not consumer safety. And so a decision has been made today in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma judge has just ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million when it comes to their role in the opioid epidemic that has hit Oklahoma. Now, in Oklahoma alone, I believe, it's either in Oklahoma alone or just across the United States, there are 1,500 pending cases that are similar, that have already been filed in court. I know that these expand to at least 48 states right now in the United States of America. So other drug corporations are going to be looked into when it comes to this. And you're going to start seeing massive fines, I think, being doled out. But how do we know that these fines are even fair if we don't know how much these companies are profiting off the sale of opioids? $500 million might just be a drop in the bucket. But this is a landmark decision that could be used against other big pharmaceutical manufacturers in the near future. And so, how is this going to be reported, though, when you have all of these mass shootings and the guns get demonized, but it turns out every mass shooter was also on some sort of pharmaceutical drug, either an SSRI or even an opioid? But I forget the numbers. The CDC came out 2 or 3 years ago. Opioids, painkiller prescription drugs, are responsible for more deaths in the United States than heroin, cocaine, crack, marijuana, crystal meth, combined. And these are legally sold to you, but then the other things get demonized, which, sure, fine. Nobody should go out and waste their life away shooting heroin on the street. But do we not now look at these opioids and say, well, maybe it's not heroin, but there are some serious negative side effects that can be life-altering, and you can never come back? Here's some of the numbers from the CDC. They even say opioids are currently the main driver of drug overdose deaths. But how many public service announcements do you see on television about opioids? Not many, if any at all. How many advertisements do you see for the big pharmaceutical companies that manufacture and distribute the opioids? Well, they're pretty much paying the salaries of most of these television news hosts. What am I talking about? Well, if you tune into any cable news program or just news program in general, the odds are likely during a commercial break, you're going to see an ad for a pharmaceutical pill. They are paying millions and millions of dollars to get those advertisements in front of their potential consumers. But then what happens? You'll also see an ad saying, marijuana's bad for you. Well, I'm not going to comment on the positive or negative effects of marijuana, but it's not killing you like the opioids are. And while it is now becoming a billion-dollar industry that it's been legalized in some states, it's nowhere near the industrial giant that big pharmaceutical is. And by the way, you don't even take into account, I'll tell you, I'm somebody that never, when I was in high school, I played sports, and I tried a painkiller one time, and it made me vomit. I never tried them again. Never was into pills. So, I mean, even when I had my wisdom teeth removed when I was in high school, I didn't even want to take the painkillers then. I just recently had some dental work done. They gave me a bunch of painkillers again. They're sitting in my cabinet. Didn't even take one. But nobody thinks about what happens. What do people do with those pharmaceutical pills? Well, a lot of it ends up as chemical runoff and gets into the food supply and gets into the water supply. Most people don't know about, I think it's the CDC that runs it. They do a unused drug grab, basically, where you can return your unused pharmaceutical pills to be properly disposed of. Most people don't even know that that goes on. They end up flushing them, throwing them in the garbage, whatever you want to say. And so that just leads to more problems in the environment. But nobody wants to talk about that. Why? Because, again, big pharmaceutical companies are paying essentially for the salaries of all these news hosts. It's the DEA. Thank you. DEA allows return of unused medications to pharmacies. But who's actually taking advantage of that? It's a very low number. But guns get demonized. Street drugs get demonized. I'm not even saying whether it's fair or not. I'm just saying, why don't these companies get demonized to the same extent? The answer is they pay for the news. It's a pretty simple formula. Let me just give an example. Again, I'm just giving an example. I'm not even saying that this is actually happening. But let's say that you're about to host a Fox News show. Let's say Sean Hannity is about to host a Fox News show, number one rated show on cable news. And he wants to cover about how every mass shooter is linked to SSRI drugs. And he's got stories in front of him. Producer comes over. The higher-ups come over and they say, sorry, Sean, you can't cover that. And he says, well, why not? Well, we're going to run 10 pharmaceutical ads, many of which produce the pills that you're going to be negatively covering during your show today. So that's just not very self-serving. You see how that works? And my guess is that, again, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not saying this happens to Hannity or directly at Fox News, but my guess is that host with their million-dollar contract is probably going to say, okay. But you see, that's why InfoWars, there's not a million-dollar contract for me at InfoWars, because we don't take million-dollar ad buys from big pharmaceutical companies. We're not bought and paid for. We're bought and paid for by the audience independently through grassroots movements supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's the difference. That's why I can come on here and tell you that Johnson & Johnson, one of the biggest pharmaceutical manufacturers has just been told to pay $500 million in fines for an opioid lawsuit, which is just going to be the beginning. This is just going to be the beginning. But really, and this is kind of really advanced stuff that somebody needs to do a very detailed report on from inside the pharmaceutical industry or from inside the insurance industry, because I don't know how these big pharmaceutical companies are getting away with this, but essentially what happens is they manufacture these pills and then the end user ends up buying a bottle of pills for like $1 or $2, but that's just to make them seem cheap and easily available. It's really costing the end user thousands of dollars. They just don't see it because it's all going through insurance. So big pharmaceutical manufactures all these pills. They have to distribute them. They pay for the TV advertisements. Insurance companies then pay for it, which you're forced to pay for. And so then you're like, oh, wow, I'm getting a cheap drug for a dollar. No, you're already paying for it through mandatory insurance, hand over fist, and then you're not allowed to talk about it on TV news. So here's the problem when government mandates you to buy something or patronize an industry. The industry or the company that you're forced to patronize gets so big, so fat, so out of control, everybody wants to get their hands in that market to enrich themselves. And they know that the government is going to mandate that the population are forced to have this service or insurance, for this example. And so what happens? Drug manufacturers, drug distributors, and the insurance companies all end up working together trying to get a piece of that pie. And so, yeah, they make it seem like you're getting a cheap drug when you go to the counter to pick up your prescription, but you've already paid for it hand over fist with all the mandated insurance. And so then the drug companies know that, so they manufacture as many drugs as possible, knowing they can push them out, knowing they can give doctors kickbacks, knowing that they can lie about the side effects, or at least not be fully transparent about what they know. In this latest case with Johnson & Johnson, they say that the company was not fully honest about the risk of addiction. And so this Johnson & Johnson's case is just going to be a mile marker, and I think the first domino to fall, as in 48 different states, I believe it is now, with other companies being looked at like Purdue, Teva, distributors like McKesson Corp and Cardinal Health. See, they're all just part of a corrupt drug system, big pharmaceutical system that has so much money systematically going to it through government mandates that they're just trying to get their hands on as much of it as possible. So maybe this is finally going to stop because people are finally aware of it. People are seeing the negative side effects of the big pharmaceutical company drugs, specifically the opioid epidemic, which is now responsible for more deaths in the United States than heroin and meth and cocaine and marijuana, all the street drugs combined. Opioids, number one. But hey, it's like the same thing. Like, hey, it's okay that opioids are the number one cause of death through drugs because it's government mandated, baby. It's all good. The government said it's okay, so no worries. But no, oh, that illegal drug, like marijuana that you just maybe smoke and veg out in your parents' basement playing video games, that's the big crime. That guy that sold it to you, that's the guy that needs to get brought down. Not the billions and billions of dollars big pharmaceutical is raking in every year with the most deadly drugs out there, mandated through government insurance. No, 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 no. You got to stop that guy from selling that plant that grows out of the ground. That's the problem. Of course, that's just one example, but that's how the story goes. But I think that the story is not going to go that way much longer. And by the way, you notice something too. Again, it's like, where is the logical thinking here amongst the public? We have more drugs out there, pharmaceutical drugs out there than ever before. I mean, you can get prescribed anything for anything. You got anxiety, prescription. You got a weird thought in your head, prescription. Everything, prescription, prescription, prescription. But notice, mental health is getting worse. General health is getting worse. So as big pharmaceutical companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and more distributed to the average citizen, notice that the health is getting worse. So health goes down, big pharmaceutical goes up. I think Americans are finally starting to see the picture, and the lawsuits are coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a Netflix drama show. This isn't a Law & Order TV program. This is not a movie. This is not a drill. This is not fiction. This is reality. You have a major Google engineer backing up what the other engineers have said, what the documents have shown, and talking about perjury before Congress. Pray and support this individual and others to come forward. So, Zach Voorhees, we salute you. And I'll say this, it's all of our birthright. Black, white, old, young, gay, straight, from whether you're from San Francisco, New York City, or Austin, Texas, or Des Moines, Iowa. We're all having our birthright stolen right now. We're seeing election meddling, and it's time to admit it and to realize we've seen a giant backdoor power grab. They didn't come like an enemy from over the horizon. They came from inside, and they came through cyberspace. Our republic, our constitutional little d democracy has been hacked. And please remember, without your financial support, we wouldn't have withstood this withering storm of censorship, attacks, and lies. We have the new World Awakens mega sale, Globalist House of Cards Collapsing End of Summer Super Sale. It's the big, giant 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but only on 50-something items, not on every item, because a bunch of these are very close to selling out. But whether it's Ultimate Krill Oil, Bodies Turmeric, Brain Force Plus, Knockout Sleep Aid, Turbo Force, 8-Pack Power Stack, it's all 50 to 60% off, and your purchases make it all possible here. But an incredible time to be alive. An incredible time to be making history together and standing up and seeing the good guys wake up and to see us coming back from zero to basically tying the globalists right now for a football analogy. So back to Owen Schroyer and Zach Voorhees.
Do you think Google is the biggest threat to U.S. elections?
I think that, if you want to look at the biggest threat, it's Google together with Facebook, together with Twitter. They form this, this echo chamber. In which if they want to apply the control of narratives, then what they're going to do is they're going to press down the voices that they don't want, and they're going to boost up the voices that they do. And InfoWars has been sort of the main victim in this. And it's clear that if your audience looks through the disclosure list hosted at projectveritas.com, they're gonna see InfoWars pop up in numerous blacklists that have been disclosed. Google's mission statement is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. When InfoWars was taken offline, was that making information universally accessible and useful? No, it wasn't.
What do you think comes next in this disclosure of what Google is doing to manipulate U.S. elections, and what would you like to say to the Google executives that are engaging in this?
Yeah, well, something quite amazing is happening right now. Like, there's been a huge document dump. I've released over 950 pages, and right now there is a crowd raid. There are a bunch of users. They're looking at these documents, they're digesting them, and they're posting the content of them onto Twitter for us all to see. And so, you know, one of the things I want to invite for your audience is to come online, you know, go to Project Veritas, see their disclosure. They posted a link to all of these documents. I'm asking your audience to download the everything.zip file and just go to town. And the thing is that whatever you think Google's doing, I promise you, it's way, way worse. And, you know, I see the reaction online and everyone's like, you know, WTF. And I'm like, yes, everyone is now seeing what I've seen privately. And, you know, we're finally having the exposure of light into the darkness. And people are finally understanding what's really going on in America.
night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's turbo force. Get the fish oil.